Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hi, I'm Pete McCall, and welcome to this episode of the All About Fitness podcast. This episode is just going to be a quick fit tip. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share some insights about the immune system I've learned recently. To let you in on a little inside secret, well, but before I go into that, what I want to do is give a few shouts out. I want to say thank you to a few people who've taken the time to write in. Number one, I want to say a big, big thank you to Bernie. Bernie wrote in regarding my interview with Kenny Santucci, and as I said at the beginning of the interview, I understand our language may have gotten a little bit out of the way. That's normally, I really respect your time, and I really respect when you listen to the podcast, and with that, I want to also, I tend to try to watch my language, and I am guilty with my conversation with Kenny of getting a little bit loose on the F-bombs, as we shall say. But I still thought it was a very important message. But Bernie wrote in with some of his concerns about that to give me some feedback about what he thought. And I want to say thank you, Bernie, for taking the time to do that. I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate your being a listener. So thank you. And that goes for anybody. If I ever say anything, if I ever slip and I really respect your time as my audience. So if I do something like that, please write and call me on it, Pete@PeteMcCallFitness.com. I want this podcast to be accessible to you. I want you to feel comfortable recommending this podcast to your friends. And if you like this podcast, do me a favor, reach down below and give us a review. So you know how it works. The more reviews the podcast has, the higher up it goes in the search rankings. But I really want this podcast to be a resource for you, and I want you to feel comfortable sharing it with people and telling your friends about it and maybe sending it out to email lists or other things that you're involved with. So if there's ever any issue that you might have, by all means, reach out. I honestly love the feedback, because the only way I can get better is by knowing what my listeners think and by knowing what you want to hear. So please feel free to do that. Another shout out is going to go to Alicia. Alicia, I want to say thank you. Yeah, I know audiograms. Alicia wrote in, hey, do you ever do audiograms? I've done some audiograms. It's one of those things. I'm an independent guy, right? I host the podcast. I book the podcast. I produce it. I also got other things going on, kids, life, work, things that pay me money. I love doing audiograms, but I just really haven't gotten into a groove where I'm doing them on a regular basis. One of the things I keep telling myself is, I'm in the middle of a couple writing projects right now. Actually, I finished up two ebooks, but I'm finishing up. I wrote two ebooks over COVID. I'm finishing up another book that I'm writing for Human Kinetics. So as soon as I get some of those out of the way, I'm going to be digging in a little bit more on the podcast and doing a little more promoting. So audiograms will be coming, Alicia. So I want to say thank you for that. Another email from a listener, Eric. Eric has a great thing out, and I'm going to be putting it on. You're going to be hearing about it later on. Board games. If you're looking for something you can do with your family, if you're looking for ways you can stay active, especially as we start going into the fall, check out Board Gains. It's a game made by a listener named Eric, and really it's a board game about fitness. So if you're looking for a new way to be active with the family and you do a game night, Board Gains, BoardGains, I'll have a link down below. Check it out. I thought it was a really cool product, and you might be hearing more from him in the future. Then finally, I want to say a big thank you to Justin. Justin's a listener who wrote in. You know, he's had it, you know, like a lot of us, right? We have commutes, we have family stuff, and sometimes we let our exercise get away from us and we get away from our fitness program. So Justin, I want to say thank you for writing in. Man, you gave me a little extra motivation. Hopefully the information that I provided you with is helping you out. And that goes for anybody out there, right? I mean, we all get a little behind sometimes in our exercise and fitness programs, and we need other people to lean on. And that's really what I want this podcast to be. I'm trying to create the community out there. I have my Instagram, Pete@PeteMcCallFitness.com. I try to put up information showing you what I do for fitness. And if you follow me on there, I'm not doing anything super spectacular. I'm just trying to be consistent. I'm trying to find things I enjoy. I've been doing a lot of mountain biking lately because of COVID and not being, you know, just recently we got access back to gyms in Southern California. So I'm starting to get back in the gym a little bit more. I've been working out at home using my TRX and kettlebells the last number of months. I've posted some on that on YouTube on the All About Fitness Podcast YouTube channel. That's the All About Fitness Podcast YouTube channel. I've posted a number of my workouts at home on the Instagram channel, on my Instagram feed, Pete McCall_fitness. And what I'm trying to do is just show you different ways that you can do it. And that gets me into this quick fit tip. Recently, I wrote an article. I still do a lot of writing. I used to work for the American Council on Exercise, which is one of the largest personal training certifications. It's actually the largest nonprofit personal training certification. But I was their lead educator for a while, and I still do a lot of writing for them. And an article, I just wrote an article about exercise and the immune system. It's going to be coming out in a few weeks after I post this. But I kind of want to share some of the important findings with you now, because I know a lot of us might be getting back into the gym. And I had this conversation with Fabio Camana a couple months ago. He's a professor, a buddy of mine at San Diego State, and we talked about this. But going through the research on this, I found fascinating, and I've actually reached out to one of the primary authors on some of the research I read, and I'm hoping to be able to have a conversation with him soon to go into a deeper dive on this. Number one, wear a mask. If you're going to be in crowds, if you're going to be in the gym, wear a mask. There's a lot of research going back, and this goes back to the early 2000s. I don't know how many people remember the SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome that hit Asia, Southeast Asia in the early 2000s. Well, after that, there's a lot of research about the use of masks to limit the spread of aerosol or airborne germs. And there's really some interesting information on that. And one of the things that Bernie called me on with my conversation with Kenny was on the use of masks. But after going through and reading some of his research for the article I just wrote, I really just want to reiterate the importance of it. There's a lot of information that shows that wearing a mask, and I get it, it's uncomfortable. That's one of the reasons why I've been doing a lot of mountain biking. Because if I'm out in the fresh air, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to do it because you're very rarely going to bump into people on the trails like that. But if I'm going to be in the gym, especially after what I read, if I'm going to be in the gym, if I'm going to be a crowded area inside in closed circulation, you best believe I'm going to be masking up, and I'm going to be making sure my kids are masking up, because especially as we're starting to look at some of the rates of how this thing is spreading, a lot of the stuff is being spread when people go to restaurants and people go to social gatherings, and they might get I get it. We're all tired of this stuff, but this is still an issue right now, and we need to be careful with it. So number one, there's a lot of research going back to the early 2000s with the SARS epidemic in Southeast Asia about the benefits of wearing a mask. Just mask up. And if you're going to the gym and the gym requires you to wear a mask, respect that. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't go to the gym, right? I mean, if you feel that not wearing a mask is whatever you know, rabbit hole you want to go down on that, if you don't want to wear a mask, don't go to the gym. If you go to a gym, wear a mask. Be respectful of others. Another thing is high-intensity exercise. There's what's called a J curve when it comes to exercise and the immune system. Doing a certain amount of moderate intensity exercise really can enhance the immune system. There's a great debate that I read in reading this article, in preparing and writing this article. There's a great debate between two different schools of professors. There's a whole field of science. I didn't know this. There's a whole field of science called exercise immunology. Illness and sickness is the second leading cause of missed time for athletes. Injury is the first reason for an athlete missing time, and that includes playing time and training time. But illness or being sick is the second leading cause of missing time. So there's been last 20, 25 years, there's been this evolving field of science called exercise immunology. Who knew? Well, guess what? Now I know, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. But one of the things that scientists all across the board can agree on is that a certain amount, less than 45 minutes, I think there are about five or six different articles I read that agreed that less than 45 minutes of moderate intensity exercise can be great for enhancing our immune system. A lot of it has to do with white blood cell production, leukocyte production. You have lymphocytes, T cells, B cells, NK cells. That's by a lot more biology than I understand. But there really is a lot of benefit to doing moderate intensity exercise to support the immune system, but a relatively limited amount. The concern comes with doing an excessive amount of high intensity exercise. Exercise more than an hour and a half. exercise at or above 70% of max VO2, your maximal aerobic capacity. Because here's what happens. When you do a certain amount of high-intensity exercise, it actually suppresses the immune system. So if you enjoy those high-intensity workouts, and there's nothing wrong with them, if you enjoy those high-intensity workouts, be aware that your immune system can be compromised, according to the research, for about 6 to 24 hours. Again, this is different studies. A study doesn't mean anything conclusive. It just shows that there's evidence out there to indicate that when certain things happen, this could be the result. The studies I was referring to in the field of exercise immunology suggest that there's a period of susceptibility. If you do high-intensity exercise, if you go on a long run, 2 or 3 hours for you marathoners, if you go on a hard bike ride for a couple hours, if you do a really long, high-intensity weight training session in the gym, just be aware that your immune system will be compromised anywhere from a few hours to a full 24 hours. So after that hard workout, after that long training run, that's a good time to mask up, and also a good time to, you know what, use DoorDash, use Uber Eats. Don't have to go out in that period of time after a hard workout. So I'm not saying don't skip high-intensity exercise. I get it. We all like to work hard. We all want the benefits of high-intensity exercise. But if you are going to do it, understand that your immune system is going to be in a compromised state for a period of time, for a period of hours afterwards. So just to be smart about it, you might want to limit your exposure in certain areas. Also, too, you may want to limit how many high-intensity workout days you do. And what I mean by that is, I know we have a tendency, I want to work out hard, and we can't work out hard every time. And the more often you work out at a high intensity frequently, then this is what they've observed with athletes and high performers like military. If you work at a high intensity for too long, it leads to overtraining, which can really thrash your immune system and really leave you susceptible to disease. One of the main things they study is upper respiratory tract infection. And this is research going back to the mid-2000s, way before COVID was a thing. And COVID is a coronavirus, which is a respiratory, my understanding, is a respiratory tract infection. So if overtraining could lead to an increased chance of developing an upper respiratory tract infection, just keep that in mind for your fitness plans. Another thing that's very critical, or two other things that are very critical, are one is sleep. Sleep is when your body repairs itself. If you can sleep 7-8 hours a night, that's basically training for your immune system. Think of it that way. Sleep is strength training for your immune system. Your muscles repair themselves when you sleep. Your immune system repairs itself. That's one of the best things you can do to boost your immune system is try to get 7-8 hours of good, high quality of sleep a night. And then finally, there's nutrition. There's a lot, and it's, God, what's it called? Immunometabolism. Try saying that 5 times fast. Immunometabolism is the study of energy metabolism for immune cells. So the reason why the advice is to try to limit your exercise to less than 45 minutes is because after 45 minutes, your body tends to deplete available carbohydrate or available glycogen. As your body depletes that, it doesn't have glycogen available for cellular functions. Your body will start catabolizing or using protein for fuel. Well, your immune cells, this is one of the reasons why high-intensity exercise can lead to susceptibility to injury. If you do a long period of high-intensity exercise, you deplete glycogen, you deplete carbohydrate, where your immune cells need carbohydrate to function efficiently. I'll say that again. According to the research and according to what I read, the study of immunometabolism, energy metabolism for your immune cells need energy to function efficiently, just like your muscle cells do. If you deplete glycogen from exercise, your immune cells won't have the glycogen or carbohydrate to function efficiently. Meaning also too, you don't want to be following a diet that restricts carbohydrate. If you restrict carbohydrate, you might be putting your immune cells at risk of not functioning properly. The body is a very complex system, folks, and we really need to understand that there are many things have to work in balance in order for it to function optimally. So three things you can do to really try to boost your immune system going into cold and flu season, as well as dealing with the pandemic, is one, limit the amount of high-intensity exercise you do. And if you do high-intensity exercise, limit your exposure to large crowds and public spaces for about 24 hours afterwards. So don't do that HIIT workout in the morning, then go to work where you're going to be around a lot of people. That might not be the best idea. If you're going to do a HIIT workout, do it outside in an open air space because of respiratory rates. You can breathe without a mask and try to do it later in the day when you can go home and get a good night's sleep and let your immune system recover. Sleep is strength training for your immune system. And nutrition, proper nutrition, carbohydrate intake, fat intake, protein intake. Nutrition is key not only to fuel your body during exercise, but to fuel other cells in your body like those in your immune system. That's what I want to share with you on this quick fit tip. I one of the reasons why I like doing the podcast, I get the chance to talk with smart people. One of the reasons I like doing articles or writing articles, and I pitched this article to the American Council on Exercise because I wanted to learn more about how exercise affects the immune system. So it was somewhat selfish, but if I learn it, I want to share it with you. If you want to learn more, you can go to my website at PeteMcCallFitness.com. I'm putting up more content. I have a core training book coming out, an ebook on core training. I'm pricing all this stuff about $20 to $25, folks. I don't want to charge a membership. I don't want to take outside advertisers. Every week, I keep getting more and more emails from people asking to advertise on the podcast. The good thing is the numbers are growing, so thank you. But I don't want to manage that. I would rather use the content I sell or use the content I create and sell it to you. Ebooks, workouts. I have a core training ebook and a series of workouts coming out. I'm just finishing that up. I have an ebook on exercise program design for the Fountain of Youth. That's just an overview. The book I'm working right now, Ageless Intensity, really goes into the deep, deep science of how high intensity exercise really slows down the aging process. But my ebook, Exercise Program Design for the Fountain of Youth, are some workout programs that you can start implementing right away that can help you enjoy your favorite activities well into your later years. The other ebook I have is on dynamic anatomy, so you can learn more about how your muscles function when you exercise. That's how I'm doing it, folks. I'm trying to support you by putting this information out there. And you can also go to my Instagram page, Pete. My Instagram is PeteMcCall_fitness. Instagram is PeteMcCall_fitness. My YouTube page is the All About Fitness podcast on YouTube. I'll be putting more stuff up there. And my email is Pete@PeteMcCallFitness.com. And I mean it. Stay in touch with me. Reach out. Let's connect. I'm trying to create a community here, especially as I get some of these other projects out of the way. I really want to sink in. I'm going to be doing a small group training program based on Smarter Workouts, my book. And I really just want to be focused on building up this podcast and making it a resource that you can use to enhance your quality of life. As always, thank you for stopping by, and I look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.